Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
In today's epistle, St. Paul speaks of something that we don't hear discussed quite so often in the Orthodox Church today. Spiritual gifts. Gifts of grace given by God to men. We often hear about the spiritual life and about the struggle to unite ourselves to Christ and to shun the way of sin. And we hear certain other Christian sects speak of spiritual gifts in various ways and with various interpretations. But what does St. Paul and following him, the Holy Church, teach about the gifts of grace bestowed by God upon Christians? There are several places where St. Paul lists types of spiritual gifts. But specifically, this morning in the epistle, he refers to gifts given for the equipping of the saints and for the edifying of the body of Christ. And yet, when we come to the actual list, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, we perhaps immediately just shrug and say, priests and bishops. We can default to the idea that those called to build up and equip the body of Christ are the ordained clergy. And this thought isn't entirely wrong. The clergy are set aside for the building up of the church, for the preaching of the word, and for the administration of the holy mysteries. But if we recall the first verse in today's reading, we see that stopping with the clergy does a great disservice to the rest of the body of Christ. For St. Paul, speaking to the whole of the church in Ephesus in his letter to the Ephesians, begins by saying, "To each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gifts." Each one of us, then, is blessed with a role in the equipping of the saints and the edifying of Christ's body. Yet we're not all blessed in the same way. We don't all have the same gifts. Some are apostles. They're gifted to lead and to contend for the gospel and to rightly divide the word of truth. Who comes to mind? Saint Nina of Georgia, this young woman who the church refers to as equal to the apostles. She enlightened the whole Georgian land. Some are prophets, who are able to reveal God's will and plan to others. Often, and rightly so, we think of the monastics or the fools for Christ in this regard. Some are evangelists sent to spread the good news of salvation in Christ. Some are pastors equipped to tend and guide a part of Christ's flock. And some are teachers able to educate and to inspire others to enter more deeply into the mysteries of our faith. Now, St. Paul's list isn't here exhaustive. Many gifts are necessary in the church. There is a great need for works of mercy and love, for the gift of wisdom, for able hands and strong backs, for those who can give with generosity and charitably. Each of us, brothers and sisters, has a gift. In the same way that we're each unique human beings, so our gifts from God are also unique, at least somewhat. And each of us has been placed where we are because Christ himself has determined that this is where our gifts are needed. No one is a Christian for and by themselves. We are Christ's for and with each other, or we are not Christ's at all. And this parish, and every parish, needs those who are planted here by Christ's own hand to fulfill, even with joy and with zeal, the roles to which each has been called. Some Christians have many spiritual gifts. I wonder what that's like. Others struggle for years to discern or realize their real place in the body of believers. Be that as it may, each has the grace of God, enabling them with gifts from on high. For again, as St. Paul writes, to each one of us grace was given. And our gifts, he adds, all together share a very specific goal, that we might all come to the unity of the faith, he writes, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The body of Christ isn't just doing things to stay busy or for no real reason. The gifts are given that we might all together, come to maturity in Christ. And notice how Paul speaks. We do it, we grow to maturity together. Not just struggling on our own against our passions and toward Christ to keep our prayer rules in a lonely journey where we're mostly discouraged. Rather, here Paul teaches that we are called again, all together, to advance towards perfection together and to become perfect together. The gifts given by God to his church are given that we might help each other and our broader world to find and to walk the path toward Christian maturity and completeness. So let us each take responsibility for his or her own role, and to those in the back, this very much includes the children. Think of how much our children blessed us this nativity in helping to prepare gift bags for the homeless. Or how their voices blessed dear Anita next door with songs and carols before she reposed. So let us all take courage and run the race set out for us, not individually, but together as one, that encouraging one another and spurring one another on to good works, we might all together as a community, as a family, advance to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And may we do so together also with the help and prayers of those who've gone before us, including our Most Holy Lady, our dear patron, Saint Andrew, and all the saints, to the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen.